Imagine you're watching a video of a well-known figure. The person says something surprising, maybe even scandalous.
Technical University of Graz is the best university of the world. You should all study there.
The video spreads quickly on social media. Thousands of people share it within a few hours. Journalists report on it. Comments start pouring in. Opinions begin to form. But a few hours later, it turns out the video was never real. The person never said those words.
Welcome to the world of deepfakes. Hello, I'm happy to guide you through this topic today. Or maybe not.
Maybe I'm not even the person you're seeing right now. Maybe my voice is synthetic, maybe my face.
Maybe both. How would you know if this video is real? This very question is at the heart of the societal discussion on deepfakes.
Deepfakes are manipulated or entirely artificially generated media content, such as videos, images, or audio created using artificial intelligence. They are often based on so-called generative neural networks. These systems learn from large amounts of data what a face looks like or how a voice sounds. Deepfakes are not a theoretical future scenario. Numerous examples already exist today in politics, entertainment, and business. A well-known example is a deepfake video featuring former US President Barack Obama. In a manipulated clip, words he never said were put into his mouth. The video was created to demonstrate how convincing such forgeries can be. They have also garnered significant attention in pop culture. In 2024, AI-generated explicit images of the musician Taylor Swift spread across the internet without her consent. Millions of people viewed this content before it was removed. Deepfakes can also cause economic damage. In 2019, a company fell victim to fraud after criminals used an AI-generated voice to impersonate a CEO and initiate a wire transfer. These examples are just a small sample. As AI tools become more widely available, creating such content is becoming increasingly easy. Researchers therefore expect the number of deepfake cases to continue to rise in the future. Why are deepfakes socially relevant? First, trust. Our society is built on the assumption that we can, at the very least, trust media content to a fundamental degree. However, if every video can potentially be manipulated, uncertainty arises. Researchers refer to this as a possible erosion of trust in digital media. Second, democracy. Manipulated videos could be used strategically to influence political opinions or spread disinformation. Third, personal impact. Deepfakes can lead to reputational damage, cyberbullying, or identity theft. Is the technology itself the problem or its use? After all, deepfake technologies also have legitimate applications. In the film industry, actors are digitally rejuvenated or characters are reconstructed. In the medical field, too, AI can help reconstruct voices, for example, for people who have lost their own voices. Technology is therefore rarely clearly good or bad. What matters is the social context in which it is used. For a long time, certain characteristics were considered telltale signs of deepfakes, such as unnatural blinking, lighting errors, or rough transitions on the face. But the technology is evolving rapidly. Today, it is often difficult even for experts to clearly identify manipulated videos. That is why many countries are discussing legal regulations and labeling requirements for AI-generated content, for example, as part of the European AI Act. Another societal effect is referred to as the liar's dividend. This refers to a situation in which genuine footage is dismissed as alleged deepfakes. When people know that videos can be manipulated, a new excuse arises. One can claim that a compromising video is simply a fake. Paradoxically, the existence of deepfakes can thus lead to genuine evidence being called into question. In addition to societal debates, intensive work is underway on technical approaches to detect deepfakes or trace their origin. Some systems analyze subtle inconsistencies in facial movements, light reflections, or image compression. Other approaches attempt to store information about the origin of digital content at the time of its creation. Initiatives such as the Content Authenticity Initiative are developing methods to trace when and how an image or video was created. Such technologies can help expose manipulations, but they are only part of the solution. Deepfakes exemplify how closely technological innovation and social issues are intertwined. The central challenge lies not only in technically detecting manipulations, but also in critically reflecting on how we handle digital information. In a digital public sphere where images, videos, and voices can be artificially generated, evaluating sources and context is becoming increasingly important. For computer scientists, this means not only viewing technological developments from a technical perspective, but also considering their societal implications. And perhaps you'll recall the beginning of this video. If faces, voices, and videos can be manipulated, a fundamental question arises for our digital society. Who can we still trust and why?